I don't know what's going on. I'm operating at about a 70% clip right now, and apparently that is 47% better than my computer equipment today. Good morning. Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890-925-KDXU. I'm Andy. Over there is Mello. Good morning, Mello.
Good morning, Andy. Glad to see you today.
You sound perky.
Yeah, it's Friday.
Yeah, and I don't feel perky. I kind of want to throw something at you right now.
It won't get through the glass, no, so go ahead.
I could throw this foam orange I have here, but it would not make it through the glass. You are correct.
I'm safe.
So I'm not feeling salty or anything. I just, you know, this cold thing. And I apologize for not being here yesterday. I had Bill Hauser scheduled to come on the show. We were going to have a rousing talk about conservative values and stuff. And I just couldn't. The bell rang and I couldn't get off my stool in the corner there. You know, the old boxing analogy. So, but I'm here. I'm alive. And I'm glad you're perky. So one of us could be.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm perky enough for both of us this morning.
That's good. We have once a week on Wednesdays, we have a girl come in from Farmstead Bakery. Her name is Caitlin. I don't know if you've ever heard that bit. Mm-hmm. She comes on at 7:55 every Wednesday morning. And she is the perkiest human I've ever met in my life. She had to have been a cheerleader at some point in her life because she has a constant smile. The smile does not go away ever. And so you would have to. I mean, you're perky. You're like a 90% perky level. She's like 107 in a scale to 100. So she's over the top perky.
Yeah. Well, she works at Farmstead, so she has great food.
That's a good reason to be happy. It is. Yeah. Which reminds me, as we get the show rolling here, that Farmstead just bought a 5,000 square foot warehouse property place in Leeds. And they are going to open a 5,000 square foot kitchen and open several new Farmstead locations in a town near you.
I love that.
How cool is that? Yeah. So Chris Connors made the announcement on Facebook this morning, and I've seen a lot of people, you know, how you can forward it or whatever, or repost it,
share
or whatever.
It. Mm-hmm.
Share it and all that stuff. So that's pretty cool. I love Farmstead. You know, some people, well, they're a little expensive. You know what? They're not really compared to everything else. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you can go get a ham and Swiss or whatever there for $7-$8. That's not expensive. That, you know, that's right in line with any other sandwich and cheaper than a lot of other sandwiches, only so much better. I love their, they call it the George sandwich. You ever had the George?
No, I've only been there a couple of times, but man. I love it because it's all freshly baked.
Light, buttery croissant with soft scrambled eggs and cheese, bacon, and ham. And you have them heated up for you, and it's just like this. I mean, it melts in your mouth. It's amazing. So
check it out.
Yeah, Farmstead. I'm fixating a little bit here because I love Farmstead so much, but it is good stuff. I like the Cronut. You ever had a Cronut?
I think I did try that. I've been there a couple times, and I don't remember. I just order what somebody tells me is good, usually.
It's like a cross between a croissant and a donut. Mm. And then, to up the ante a little bit, they put custard in it.
Ooh.
Between the layers. It's unbelievable.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it is. Welcome, everybody. Appreciate you being here. There have been a lot made of these new diet drugs out there. Ozempic, Wegovy. There's a new one out called Zepbound or something like that. And what's happened is they came out as diabetes drugs. All of them were diabetes drugs, and I can get into the technical, but that we don't want to use up too much time about glutides and stuff like that. But basically, what they do is they suppress your appetite, and they are right now in the injection. That's the only way you can get them is you have to stab yourself or have someone you love stab you. And they work is the thing. They suppress the appetite. They also have a chemical in them that makes it so that the food lingers longer in your stomach, so you feel full longer. So you might, first of all, you might say eat three pieces of pizza normally. If you're on one of these drugs, you're probably full after one piece of pizza, and then 2 hours later, when you maybe would be hungry again, it's taking longer for that pizza to make it through your digestive system, so you're still feeling pretty full. So basically, it makes you feel full quicker and longer. And that has been one of the battles in the weight loss world, of course, is you know, making people not snack, not want to eat as much. And so these are working. Ozempic, Wegovy, I think it's called. I had a friend of mine pronounce it Wegovy, but it's a G. And I talked to the, I listened to the experts on national news say Wegovy. So I'm going to go with what they called it, Wegovy. Ozempic, Wegovy, and a new one called Zepbound, which is supposed to be more effective than the other two. But one of the problems with these new drugs is if you go off of them, and that's been a complaint for a long, long time, but they're finding new studies. And again, these are new drugs. This has all happened within the last year or two. So they don't have any long-term studies on what taking these drugs are long-term will do for you. But what they're saying is when you go off of these, and some people say, well, I'll never go off of it. Okay. But it is several $100 a month. And if you hit a blip, I guess, in your finances, you may just go off of it. If or maybe when you go off of these drugs, they are finding that people not only gain the weight back, but they tend to gain more than they actually lost. Mm. There are two different studies out. One of them says that after going off of it, they gained... on an average, they gained 95% of the weight back. But that's the good study. They're saying, hey, they still at least lost 5% of their weight. Mm. So that's good. Not of their weight, of the weight they lost. So they at least lost a percentage, which is good news. But the other study says that the people they studied, once they went off of it, they gained every bit of it back plus about 10%. And they said a lot of the... mute your phone, young lady.
It's off.
Yeah. A lot of the ones they found that took the drugs for diabetes, which is the actual original intended use, saw that not only did their blood sugar levels go back to where they were before they started taking it, they went higher.
Oh, no.
And they were at higher risk of heart disease and things like that. So... I'm not saying don't take these drugs. I'm saying make sure you weigh all your options before you take these drugs. I have right now a sister-in-law and a sister both taking these drugs, and they love them. They're working. My sister-in-law has lost 70 pounds or something.
Wow.
My sister, she's barely started just a couple months ago. She's already lost like a dozen. So they work, but at what cost, I guess, is the question. Is there long... We don't have any long-term studies yet. These are new drugs.
So I have heard that it can mess with your digestive system because all of that just sits in your stomach. Yes. And so you could maybe be on a colostomy bag in the future. Oof. I don't know.
We don't know that yet.
But I have heard that from doctors that I've talked to about it. And they said that it could mess with your digestive tract and your colon and stuff like that. And I do know somebody that was on it that... had an obstruction or something for at least 4 or 5 days and couldn't go to the bathroom. So I don't know. That makes me a little nervous. I don't want to mess with anything long term like that.
Well, one of the things that they're telling doctors, these are the experts, the FDC, the big shots in government who we trust implicitly, right? is that you need to weigh the patient's risks versus the patient's risk of not taking it. For instance, if you have someone who is morbidly obese, and we know now, it's a fact, we know if you're morbidly obese, you would develop heart disease. You will develop all these different health problems, hardened arteries, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, et cetera, all these things are going to happen if you're morbidly obese. And so if a doctor goes into a patient and the patient says, I don't know whether or not to take, Wegovy or Ozempic or whatever. Mm-hmm. And the doctor says, look, you're 70 pounds overweight. I think the risks are greater for you to stay overweight because all these other things are going to happen to you. We know they will. Than it is for you to take this pill and whatever side effects there might be. Now, we don't know, like I said, because we don't have long-term studies just yet. Maybe it causes cancer. We don't know. We just don't know yet. But right now, it looks like the risks of taking it, if you're severely overweight, are less than the risks of staying overweight.
Right. What are your opinions on the weight loss surgery where they physically cut your stomach?
Well, again, you weigh the risks, right? I mean, you go, mm-hmm. okay, what are my risks of something long term happening with me? What are the risks of, you know, I know if I'm X amount of pounds overweight, I'm going to have these real physical problems. You have them. It's scientifically proven. I mean, we see it all the time. Mm-hmm. So then you go, okay, what are the risks then of them having surgery, complications from the surgery, complications in future life from your digestive system being messed with. So one of the things that with these drugs they're saying is, look, if you're 10 pounds overweight, 10, 15 pounds overweight, don't do it. It's not worth it. What studies haven't been done yet, it's not worth it. But they're saying, what, you know, if you are severely overweight, and you're going to die from obesity, basically, it's worth the risk. So something to keep in mind. Good article on Deseret News. Deseret.com is actually their website now instead of Deseret News, but Deseret.com. About it. The title of the article is What Happens When You Quit Taking Ozempic. Check it out online. They go into some of the science of it. Like I said, I didn't really want to spend any time on semaglutides and things like that during this show. Just be aware that, you know, if you're severely overweight, it might be worth it. If you're not severely overweight, it's not worth it. You know, if you just need to trim off 10 pounds extra from Thanksgiving or whatever, don't do it. So, all right. A couple of other things I wanted to talk about today. First of all, Mike Fox. Now, who is Mike Fox? He was the freshman football coach for the Crimson Cliffs Mustangs. They won state. Congratulations to them. He has a young family. And sadly, Mike passed away on Thanksgiving from a heart attack. I'm not a big fan of GoFundMe because they get their cut. I mean, I'm not against people making money, and I think they're overall that it's a good thing out there. But there is a GoFundMe page out there for Mike Fox and his family if you want to contribute. And I'm gonna see if I can get to the page. There it is. I'm just gonna read right from GoFundMe. In the early hours of Thanksgiving, our dear brother and friend Mike Fox passed away suddenly. While there are so many unknowns, it looks to be a massive event with his heart. Melanie and paramedics tried to revive him but were unsuccessful, and he did not suffer. Mike was larger than life. He could make anyone laugh and smile. He was a great friend and an even better football coach. But nothing made him happier than Melanie and his kids, Coco, Charlie, and Cambry. He was a family man, and he loved his family with his whole heart. The holidays are here, and this sweet family is going to have it so hard without their husband and dad. Please help us in making their burden a bit lighter. Any amount will help them be able to mourn their Mike without having to worry about the financial side of things. Mike was always there whenever anyone needed it, so let's be there for his family. We will miss him so much. Again, the GoFundMe page, if you you can just go to GoFundMe.com and search for Mike Fox. Beautiful young family. He had just finished coaching his third grade son in tackle football and had coached the freshman team. If you look at this class of seniors at Crimson Cliffs that just won a state championship, their first exposure to high school football was Coach Fox. He was the freshman coach. So, you know, these guys that were seniors, Tyler West, some of these guys, their first real chance to see what big-time high school football was like was with Coach Fox. And I know a lot of young men are grieving right now for the death of Mike Fox, and hopefully we can open up our walls. This is pretty cool. So far, $78,000 have been raised for Mike Fox's family. So it kind of tugs on the heartstrings a little bit, doesn't it?
Yep. He was one of my nephew's coaches for the kids football.
I don't know his age. I would put him around 40 or so.
Yeah, he was about that.
Pretty young guy. Mm-hmm. And a beautiful young family, and obviously, we'll never be able to replace Dad in the hearts of those kids, but at least we can open up and help them out in a little bit. That'd be great. Tomorrow, speaking of helping folks out, Balance of Nature is offering. This is pretty cool, and I talked about this earlier today, but they're giving away 5 tons of oranges. What do you have to do? Do you have to fill out a form? Do you have to give them your email address? No. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is drive over to Balance of Nature. You don't even have to bring a bag. They have bags for you. and fill up a bag of oranges and leave. That's it. They don't want to know your name. They don't want to know your email address. They don't want to know your home address. They don't want your phone number. Nothing. They just want you to come over and enjoy the season. And, yeah, that's tomorrow. Mello is actually going to be there from 11 to 1.
Correct? No, no, 9 to 11.
9 to 11. I'll be there 11 to 1. Yeah, sorry, I got us mixed up. Mello will be there tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock representing Cat Country. Mm-hmm. She'll have the Cat Country truck there. Very cool. Yes. I will be there from 11 to 1. I will have I'm planning on bringing my new Toyota pickup. I'm pretty excited about that.
As you should.
And I'll have a couple of KDXU flags. And again, come by and say hi. Maybe don't shake my hand because I've had a cold and I don't want to get you sick. So don't get too close. Don't hug me or shake my hand, but just say hi and wave at me. And then, like I said, there is no catch. Mm-hmm. There is no weird form you have to fill out. You don't have to RSVP. Nobody's taking pictures of your license plate when you drive in the lot. None of that. You just have to show up, grab a bag, fill it full of oranges. Actually, they'll have a bunch of bags already pre-filled for you. But if you want to do your own, you can grab a bag, fill it full of oranges, and leave. That's it.
Mm-hmm. That's so sweet. My dad's excited. He's going to come get. He said, I want two oranges.
Two. Your dad lives alone, right? He's 82?
80.
80, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, hopefully get my dad to come over too. He's 88. And one of the things my dad has found this time of life is he lives alone. People bring him treats all the time. You know,
because
you're a retired old guy. Well, he can't eat all those treats. I mean, you know, so they sit on his counter and he shares them with grandkids and stuff. But by Christmas, by New Year's, he has, you know, his whole kitchen is full of treats and stuff. And I'm not saying don't bring old people treats. They do mm-hmm. like their treats. All I'm saying is, remember, it's just one guy. So, you know, if you're putting together a plate full of cookies, just give him a couple of cookies.
My dad's plenty. So funny about his weight, too. He wants to make sure he stays trim. And so he weighs himself every morning and he, like, won't eat
really? At 80, he's weighing himself and being careful with his diet?
Yep, and he walks 2.5 miles every morning and he makes sure that he's nice and trim. He's so cute.
Your dad, now I got to sit with him at your 4th of July party this past summer. And he and I had an interesting conversation on who could tell the punniest jokes. And we had a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
We really did.
Yeah, because, he said he enjoyed visiting with you for sure.
Great guy. Great. I have a feeling him and my dad would get along very well. Yes. Although my dad often says that he can't do a pun off as well as he used to because his brain did. He said all the stuff's in there. He just can't figure out how to access it at this point. 88 years old.
So cute.
So, again, oranges tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Balance of Nature. Can you look up that address real quick?
Yeah, I'll look it up right now.
I think it's like about 1600 South River Road.
It's off of Riverside and River for sure.
Yeah, it's like just south of Popeye's, kind of by the Hare College there. And Mello's going to look it up, and I'm kind of stalling while she does that. But Mello will be there. Melody will be there from 9 to 11. I know you want to go by Melody. I'm still having a hard time with that.
I know. It's tricky.
You know, for 6 months, you trained me to say Mello, not Mello. Mello, 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 not Melody.
I know.
And now you're telling me I got to go back.
I know.
I can't do it.
I know. My dad thinks it'd be better. You got to listen to your dad.
Listen to dad, for sure.
So the address is 1568 South River Road.
Okay, there it is. 1568 South River Road. It's the Balance of Nature business office. They have a nice, I don't know, 2 or 3 story building there. Big old parking lot. You just come driving through, get your free oranges. It's very cool.
I know. It'll be a great time.
Very cool. I was reading a story today. I don't know what you think about this, Mello. We've got about 4 minutes or so before our weather break. 6 in 10 American drivers admit to unsafe behaviors behind the wheel. These include excessive speeding, which I think means speeding more than 10 miles over the speed limit. A large percent include texting while driving, running red lights, generally aggressive driving, and driving while impaired. 60% of people admit they do at least one of these behaviors.
Well, yeah, I am probably guilty as well.
Oh, wait, yeah. Which one?
I like to drive a little fast.
Okay. More than 10 miles over the speed limit, though?
I have been pulled over for 93 on the freeway.
Ooh.
But I rented a Mustang, so it wasn't really my fault. I wanted to go fast.
Okay. I have a Mustang. I've never I don't think I've ever been pulled over in my Mustang.
Oh, yeah. I did. Highway patrol. But I did not get a ticket.
The thing about my Mustang is I bought it because it's cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always like, I'm going to go slow and let everybody look at my car.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying? Okay. It kind of changes your perspective.
I like that.
So, but the other ones, the texting while driving really troubles me. I see it every single day when I'm driving. Now, I don't, because I'm driving, I don't usually look. But if I have my wife with me, she's like, oh, there's someone that's texting. Oh, there's someone that's texting. There's this, that person's watching a movie while they're driving. It's unbelievable to me. We drove to the BYU game and back last week, 2 weekends ago. And I guess it was last weekend. Anyway, I was alarmed at the number of people on the freeway that were doing something on their phone while they were driving 85 miles per hour.
Yeah, I did.
I couldn't believe it.
I just got the Apple Play installed on my car. So now it's a lot easier for me to text because I can just say, hey, Siri, text.
Oh, and that's then, cool.
So that's going to help me not be as guilty of that in the future.
I will say this, and I'm not gonna yell at you, Mello, but mm-hmm. I will say this: there is never ever an excuse for texting while driving. There just isn't.
I know, and you're right, and I really try not to, and I just have been putting my phone up on the console and just really trying not to look at it. It's hard.
It's funny. Every once in a while, I'll be driving somewhere with my wife, and I'll get a text, and I'll grab my phone to look at it, and immediately my wife will slap my hand or grab the phone.
Really?
And take it from me and say, no, you don't need to look at that. What's so important that you would risk our lives or the lives of someone else to look at a stupid text? And I'm like, you know, she's right.
And that's true. My kids do the same thing. They're like, Mom, I'll look at it. I'm like, okay, just let me know what it says.
They're right.
I know. So I'm really working on, and I don't really text while I'm driving, but I do want to just see who texted, which is dumb. But it's that dopamine hit you get when you look at it.
It's true. It's true. And I'm with you. Sometimes I don't even want to see what the text is. I want to see who it is. And then if it is someone that it might be an emergency, then I'll be like, oh, I need to pull over and figure this out or whatever.
Right.
But again, there's no excuse.
Nope.
All right, we're going to take a break. 9:31 on KDXU. You're listening to the Andy Griffin Show. Hey, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the Andy Griffin Show today. Earlier this week, had Colby Jenkins on, who has announced he will be running for Congressional District 2. That's the seat right now that was just won by Celeste Malloy. He was a little bit hard on Malloy, the thing is, when he was talking about the things that she does not do well, and she doesn't have any kind of knowledge on foreign relations, on wars across the world, on military. She has zero military background. She specializes in property and soils and stuff like that. So I think what it is it's a matter of she's good at these things and he's good at these things, but he's probably not good at the things she's good at, and we know she's not good at the things he's good at. So it's gonna, when it comes down to it, and the primary will be in April, the convention primary will be in April, it will be interesting to see what happens with the Republican Party. I know what he said resonated with a lot of people listening to this program. And so Colby Jenkins, I think, will be a force to be dealt with. I will say this. I think Colby Jenkins would make a great president of the United States. And everybody's like, whoa, hold on, Andy, settle it. I just in sitting with in the room with him, and he's not running for president. He's running for Congress next year. But the stuff he said on this show, to me, was stuff that, I don't know. It's the kind of stuff you want to hear. It's the kind of stuff Ronald Reagan would have said. It's the kind of stuff you want to hear. So, we'll be following Colby Jenkins and his run for Congress. And then I think maybe someday for president of the United States. We'll see. We'll see. It's a lot of future ahead of us. But when he says the world is burning and right now the U.S. is doing nothing about it, when he says the U.S., who has been much respected and even feared around the world, is now being laughed at, I think a lot of people are like, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And we need someone like him who will exact some change. So, well, like I said, we'll follow Colby in the future. All right, couple of things On our website, 890kdxu.com, there's a story I wrote called Guilty. Southern Utah opens up about guilty pleasures. And I confess, I said, you know what, if I'm going to write this article and expose people's guilty pleasures, I'm going to first admit my own. You ready, Mello?
I do. I want to hear what that is. It's not texting and driving, so what is it?
Pop-Tarts.
Ew.
I love Pop-Tarts. I know. That's usually the reaction I get right there is, ew. My wife tells me over and over, there's zero nutritional value in Pop-Tarts. They don't fill you up. They don't provide energy for you. They don't. There's no reason anyone should ever eat a Pop-Tart. And I'm like, but I like them. They're good.
That's so gross. I dated a guy once who used to put butter on his Pop-Tarts.
Oh, now, come on now. You don't need to go there.
Gross.
But I do like, especially the brown sugar and cinnamon Pop-Tarts. They've experimented with some new flavors. The s'mores Pop-Tarts are really good. The chocolate fudge one. It's a guilty pleasure. I'm sorry.
It is.
And I'm hoping, now, if you don't have one ready, I'll come back to you, but I'm going to talk about some of these others. Do you have one that I'm almost ashamed to admit I love Pop-Tarts. That's what this article was about, was things that you do that a lot of other people are like, what is wrong with you? Why?
Like food-wise?
Yeah, food-wise. It's about food. It's not the other stuff. Mm-hmm. Get your mind out of the gutter.
It's never in the gutter. Yeah.
So anyway, a couple of the others, dipping pizza in ranch dressing. Ew!
I love that.
People do that, and I think when they admit it, they're admitting basically, I like to drink ranch dressing.
I do.
It's nasty. Come on.
You know what else is really good with ranch dressing?
No.
Leftover spaghetti.
Are you kidding me?
No, you get your leftover spaghetti.
It already has sauce on it.
And you add ranch dressing and you stir it up and heat it up.
Okay, my gosh. I've got to turn your microphone off. That's awful. Okay, I'll turn it back on. But that was... Oh,
it's so good.
Really? my daughter loves to dip her french fries in her Frosty.
I've done that.
I don't know if that's a guilty pleasure and one they can be ashamed of, but that's a little bit weird. We saw Celeste Malloy was on here. You were here, right? She puts peanuts in her soda pop, in Dr. Pepper in particular. And what did she say it tastes like?
Snickers.
Snickers bar. Like
so drinking. I tried it.
You did.
I tried it, and I challenged several of my sister-in-laws to try it, and they all tried it. Uh-huh. And I actually drank the whole Dr. Pepper with the peanuts. It was delicious.
Did the peanuts dissolve by the end?
No, they were crunchy, they were so you could eat them.
Because she said that it takes long enough for her to drink it that by the time she's done, the peanuts are gone.
Maybe I drank it too fast. But the interesting thing is when you drop the peanuts in, like it fizzes. Like your drink is going to come out.
Really?
Like it makes it fizz.
Really?
And even after I like unscrewed the lid, it was like going to come out the top. I had to like keep screwing the lid back on.
Did it taste like a Snickers bar?
It did.
It did.
It was delicious.
You're drinking it. Now, was this Diet Dr. Pepper?
Diet Dr. Pepper.
All right. A couple of others. Melted cheese on apple pie. Why would people do that? Apparently, that's good, according to some people.
No.
But why? Yeah. I have a friend who dips sweet potato fries in maple syrup.
I think that would be good. I haven't tried it.
Yeah, okay. Another friend that mixes milk with their Coke or Pepsi, like Laverne DeFazio. Remember Laverne and Shirley? She used to put milk in her Pepsi.
I do whipping cream.
And they say it tastes like a Coke float or a Pepsi float.
It does. Yeah, whipping cream and my Dr. Pepper, I do that.
Okay. And my daughter, who just got off her mission... Excuse me, I got a cough here. Getting over this cold. My daughter swears that putting raw spinach in place of lettuce on anything and everything is a very, very wise thing to do. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She says, yeah, if I'm having a taco, shred me some spinach instead of lettuce. If I'm having a hamburger, put slices of spinach on there instead of slices of iceberg or leaves or whatever. And I'm just like, no, I don't think so.
I think it's a healthy substitute. I don't think it would make it taste any worse. Lettuce has no flavor, so.
Well, she claims spinach has no flavor, too. She says, raw spinach, she says, has no flavor, and so you might as well. And it has a whole bunch more nutrients than lettuce.
Yeah, that's
ask Popeye, right?
Good for her.
So, raw spinach. Did you come up with yours? Is there one that you're... that you're kind of like, yeah, or do you not want to admit
no,
it?
No, there's
radio?
Not. Just the only one that is that ranch dressing in my spaghetti that's kind of weird. But
that is really weird.
I really do enjoy that. And I love peanut M&Ms. Like, if you give me a bag of peanut M&Ms, we'll be friends because, like, that's my...
Really? I not love peanut butter, but peanut M&Ms.
Peanut M&Ms. That's my fave.
Yeah. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I like peanut M&Ms. You know, I ran a vending business for several years, and by far our number one selling candy bar was Snickers.
Okay.
The number two was peanut M&Ms. Not plain, not peanut butter, but peanut M&Ms was our number two seller in all our vending machines. Mm. So you're not alone.
No, that's
people love the peanut M&Ms. Yeah. I like the peanut butter ones myself. They're my favorites. Yeah. Although Christmas time, they come out with the mint ones. Have you had those? Dark chocolate mint M&Ms?
Not a fan of that.
No?
I like dark chocolate, but not minty. Like those Andes chocolates, I'm not a fan of those.
The Andes mints? No?
Mm-mm. Like I'll eat one, but like that's it.
Another story on our website called Wait, Utah Puts What in Their Cheese Balls? Went in and found some recipes from Utah people on cheese balls. Listen to some of these cheese balls. The pumpkin cheese ball, the Utah cricket cheese ball. When I actually texted them on this and they said, don't worry, the crickets are deep fried, so they are actually good for you. Or not good for you, but healthy. Or what, they're not going to kill you. The severed foot cheese ball, I'm happy to say, only looks like a severed foot. It doesn't actually have any severed foot in it. The maple garlic cheese ball. Why are we combining those flavors? I don't get it. Some enterprising young person decided to make a McDonald's cheeseburger cheese ball. apparently, you grind up a McDonald's cheeseburger, bun and all, mix it with cream cheese, and shape it into a cheese ball.
No, thank you.
No, gonna pass on that one. When we come back, we want to tell the truth. Yes, the truth, even though a lot of people are like, you can't say that. We're going to say it right here on The Andy Griffin Show. I have been derelict in my duty of checking the text, so we're going to go over some texts here. This is Celeste. People want to do an interview. That's good. Natural goat grocers have a healthier option. We're talking about weight loss. The brand is called Nature's Path. All right. I'll have to check that one out. Somebody said their guilty pleasure is grilled cheese sandwich dipped in root beer freeze. Wait, what?
I have not tried that.
Doesn't sound terrible.
I think it sounds good.
But that is a little bit weird.
Yeah.
I would go along with that. And then Pop-Tarts brings back memories when I drive myself and children from Vermont area to Utah. We ate a lot of Pop-Tarts unpopped. We've never had one since. Yuck. This was 45 years ago. My son's family doesn't eat processed junk food. My daughter is raising 4 adopted children, and sorry to say, good intentions have mostly given way to McDonald's and movie junk food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it happens. It's okay. Update on Oliver Anthony. Who's Oliver Anthony? Do you remember the guy that sang Rich Man North of Richmond, and everybody wanted a piece of this guy? They wanted to, you know, have him on their show. They wanted to do all these things. Well, he has finally signed with a record label, but he's again, continuing kind of his grassroots, movement of you can't buy me, and I'm going to continue to kind of blow the horn for the working man. I love it. Some facts about Anthony. First of all, his real name is actually not Oliver Anthony, but it's close. His name is Christopher Anthony Lunsford. Oliver Anthony is his grandfather's name. And he said he decided to use his grandfather's name as a dedication to him, but also to 1930s Appalachia, where he was born and raised. Dirt floor, 7 kids, hard times. Mm. Kind of a cool deal there. Oliver did, in fact, drop out of high school 16 years ago, and has since gotten his GED. He's worked at several manufacturing plants, making barely more than minimum wage for a lot of his career. A few years ago, actually 10 years ago, he fell and broke his skull. and had to stay off of work for many years. He lives in the mountains of rural Virginia, off the grid. He struggles with depression and mental health. So this guy is real. It's not, you know, everybody's like, wow, we got these fake stars and they purport to be one thing when they're really something else. This Oliver Anthony guy is the real deal. Mm-hmm. So, in defense of Pop-Tarts, our weight loss, OT weight loss, it is Pop-Tarts. I don't know what that means, but, I'm not going to give up Pop-Tarts. The thing is, you have to... Now, I don't say I eat Pop-Tarts every day. I have Pop-Tarts like once every 2 months or something, you know? So it's not like I have a Pop-Tart habit. I'm just saying if they're on sale, I'm going to grab them and stick them in. And I like to freeze them. All the people are like, oh, man, what is wrong? No, if you haven't had them frozen... Freeze a Pop-Tart and try it. Trust me. Now, you're going to want to have milk or hot chocolate or something to go with them, right?
To wash it down.
Yeah. Not to wash it. Not to wash the flavor away, but to help because they do dry your mouth out a little bit. But, frozen Pop-Tarts, to me, they had that Hot Fudge Sundae Pop-Tart there a few years ago. It was frozen. It was like eating real Hot Fudge Sundae. It was amazing. So... Holy cow, we're running out of time. Did want to do that. Wait, another text. People are texting a lot today. Guilty pleasure, root beer floats with chocolate almond ice cream. Wait, what? Mm. Must be burnt almond. Almond float.
Sounds good.
Huh. Does it? Yeah. It's a little weird to me.
No, chocolate. I'd give it that nutty flavor.
But floats are usually root beer and vanilla ice cream, right? You're talking about a chocolate ice cream, and to me that's a little weird.
We should try it. We'll do a taste test with all these weird ideas.
I still have to put peanuts in my Dr. Pepper.
I'm bringing that to you on Monday. Are you trying that Monday?
Okay. Uh-huh. All right, we got a few minutes here. I want to talk about truth here. And I keep flipping to the wrong page. There we go. Pointing out the obvious in today's day and age can get you in trouble, which is really weird. Like, if I were to make a statement... there would likely be somebody who would be offended. For instance, I would say men are stronger than women. Now, what's your reaction when I say that, Mello?
I agree.
Okay. Most people our age, I'm a little older than you, but most people in our generation are like, yeah, men are stronger than women. Are there women that are stronger than men? Yes, mm-hmm. Some. Occasionally. Are there women who are better athletes than men? Yes. Right now, I can honestly tell you my wife is faster than me. We play pickleball. She's faster than I am. That's just the way nature has turned things out. But generally speaking, men are stronger than women, and that's the way things are, physically stronger. But there are people who get angry about that kind of thing. People who are like, you can't say that. What's wrong with you? Here are a couple of other statements that are inherently true. Now, there are exceptions, but these are inherently true. Males tend to like things, whereas females tend to be more interested in people. This has been tested on infants before. Now, a lot of people say, well, that's a cultural conditioning. This has been tested on infants before there was any cultural conditioning. Mm. Female infants tend to be more interested in the people around them. Male infants would see, you know, a pretty light, or they would see, you know, some kind of shiny object and be more interested in that. That's just facts right there. Physical differences. The greatest physical difference exists between the sexes as well, between men and women, where men consistently outperform women. This isn't to say that women cannot be great athletes, but it does explain why an under-15 boys soccer team beat the U.S. women's national team in a match. This was back in April of 2017. This was 6 years ago. 15-year-old boys. Now, granted, these are the best 15-year-old boys, or some of the best 15-year-old boys in the nation, but 15-year-old boys beat the U.S. women's national team in soccer. You say, well, how could that possibly be? These are the best women's soccer players in the world. They won the World Cup. Well, the truth of the matter is men physically are stronger than women, more athletic than women. That's just the way things are. And yet there are people out there who are telling us things like Men are not women and women are not men unless they want to be, unless they feel like they can be. And then they are. And you can take the physiological differences and you can throw them out the window because men and women are a mental state of being. And it just doesn't ring true to my generation. And yet you talk to a 16-year-old or an 18-year-old right now and they can say, yeah, I could see that. If I don't want to be a woman anymore, if I don't like being a woman, then I declare myself a male, then I should be able to have operations. I should be able to feel that way. That's the way it should be. And I just don't get it. So Mello's back. We got a caller, Mello?
Yeah, line one.
Okay, we'll go to line one. Hey, thanks for calling in today. What's on your mind?
It just gives me a headache.
Yeah, I know.
But anyway, earlier in the radio show you were talking about, we got anniversary of Pearl Harbor coming up next week.
That's right. December 7th.
So what would we done if Franklin says, okay, we're going to raise hell in Japan, but we're not going to touch any civilians. Hmm. How do you fight a war like that?
You don't. And that's what Israel's facing. I assume that's what you're alluding to. That's what Israel's facing right now with Blinken Hamas.
Blinken was saying today, you know, okay, it started back up. They launched a bunch of rockets at you, but we want you to hold off on civilians. How can you win a war and do that?
Yeah.
What a joke.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. I am so angry, and I've been trying to hold back on this whole Israel thing, but I am so angry about what's going on there because, I mentioned last week I was able to see some of the video of what Hamas did at that music festival and just flat-out murder and you hear reports of the babies being beheaded and killed and all these things Hamas did. And now all these little kind of bleeding hearts here in the United States are saying, well, be careful. You know, you got to take it easy on these guys. It just doesn't, it doesn't sit well with me. I assume you're the same way.
You know, we went to war that way. I remember World War II, you know, and we got to the end of it and we were just flattening the cities to win the war, to save our people and soldiers, you know. I understand with Israel, and I'm 100% behind them.
Yeah,
hey, have a good Friday.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I agree with you. Imagine how long the Pacific War in World War II would have dragged on had we not dropped the atomic bomb. Two of them, Nagasaki and Hiroshima. Japan finally had to sign the paper saying, you know what, we said we would fight till all of us are dead, but we're not going to do that because the U.S. showed the might of what could really happen. And like I said, I've just been so angry about Israel and what's going on there that I almost don't even deserve to talk about it on the radio because I get so fired up. But I can tell you this, I am with Benjamin Netanyahu. I think the only way there's ever going to be peace there is the total and 100% extermination of Hamas. It's not the Palestinian people, but Hamas, the terrorists. And how they're going to do that, I don't know, but that's how I feel. A couple of texts before we go. Someone says, I've become addicted to Oreo muffins. Ooh, that's a guilty pleasure right there. Let's see. Michael says, they said this morning they drugged and branded the kids who were hostages. Doesn't surprise me at all. And Jan says, I agree with you about Israel. Why does the news refer to it as an incursion instead of what it was, a barbaric massacre, a terroristic barbaric massacre? I agree, Jan. Well said. We're out of time. Mello, thanks for coming. We'll see those peanuts on Monday.
You're
going to
get it.
All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Jack Lancaster is going to join me on the show on Monday. Mello will be here as well. We'll talk to you then.